It's live at 5 California time. It's Rio Bravo Music Live with your host, ex-oil field worker turned chemical drilling engineer, songwriter, and composer, Dougie the Drill Crockett. Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. He'll promote your song and pass it along, and maybe someone will hear how good a song you have wrote, and Crockett played it here. This show's all about the musician and the songwriter and the people that want to promote themselves. And you can promote yourself right here on Rio Bravo Music Live. You can call us, you can email us. We'll give you that information later on. But you can call us and email us. We'll interview you live on the radio here, and we'll play your song or your poem or whatever you wrote, whatever you want to promote. Maybe you're a band leader and your band's got a gig somewhere tonight. Promote it right here on the show for free. It don't cost you a dime.
All right, songwriters, singers, and poets. The number is 1-888-429-5471. And send us your MP3s at doug@bbsradio.com. Send now, and you'll be instantly played on Rio Bravo Music Live.
Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. He'll promote your song and pass it along. I mentioned it was free. Dougie Crockett, a friend to the songwriter.
All right, songwriters, singers, and poets. The number is 1-888-429-5471. And send us your MP3s at doug@bbsradio.com. Send now, and you'll be instantly played on Rio Bravo Music Live. Hi, I'm a songwriter, and I'm glad I put my music in Rio Bravo Music Live. I know now somebody is listening. And it's a great deal. It's for free. I mean, they're asking for no money. If you're a writer, a musician, or a poet, whatever you want, and you want to get exposure, you want to get promoted, here is the place to go. It's not only for songwriters. You can be a musician, you can be a band, anything that you want to expose to the world. You can put it here in Rio Bravo Music Live. This is for you to get exposure, and they don't ask for any money. It's a non-profit, and it's for you and for all the artists who want to get their art into the world. This is the best choice that you can do. When I was younger and I started writing music with my band, I was investing money in the studio, investing money on equipment, on guitars and pianos, and we were finally getting into finishing our songs in the studio. And when we finally got our masters, we had our music done, but we had nowhere to put it. And if I would have known of a place like this before we started investing so much money on dead ends, we would have been in a higher place a long time ago. There is a lot of radio stations out there who are charging you money just to play your songs, if they're even playing them at all. Unlike here in Rio Bravo Music Live radio show, they don't charge you one penny. So go ahead and send your songs, your music, your poem here into Rio Bravo Music Live, a place in which you can give it exposure to your music and show it to the world. And it's free. All right, songwriters, singers, and poets. The number is 1-888-429-5471. And send us your MP3s at doug@bbsradio.com. Send now, and you'll be instantly played on Rio Bravo Music Live.
Crockett Frazier. Most people just call me Dougie Crockett. I developed this show for the songwriters and singers and singer-songwriters, or lyricists, poet writers. Maybe you wrote a short story or something. If you need to be promoted, I can promote you on this show live on the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show. And you know, we don't care if you're female or male. If it's a rap song, if it's a Spanish song, if it's a country song, if it's a rock and roll song, hard rock, we don't care. We don't call nothing. We just promote you. You know, we're into trying to help you. If you want help, then we'll try to help you. There's a lot of songwriters out there that never do get their foot in the door and never get a chance to do something like this, and now's the time to do it here on the Real Bravo Music Live radio show.
Hello, are you Dougie Crockett?
Yeah, this is Dougie Crockett on the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show. And who am I speaking to today, please?
Yes, my name is Maria.
Yes, Maria. Thanks for calling. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
And how can I help you today, Maria?
Hey, I want to request a song name, the track Run Out. I listened before. I think it's an interesting song. Can you play for me?
The track's Run Out. Well, that's track number 8 on the U.S. of A. album by Country Mary. And where are you calling from, Maria?
I'm calling for Houston, Texas.
Houston, the free state of Texas. That's a pretty good-sized city there in Texas.
Yes, it's a big city, and it's so pretty.
Maria, you sound Spanish, young, and pretty. I bet you don't have any problem fighting them men off in that big city of Houston, Texas.
No, not really.
Okay, Maria, we're going to play The Tracks Run Out, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dougie Crockett.
Unspoken law, laughing all the while, to the bank of love. Practice what you preach, one day you might believe in love's cost plus interest. A runaway train on the tracks of love, skidding to a stop 'cause the tracks run out. A runaway train, the tracks of love, skidding to a stop 'cause the tracks run out. Reflections of the summer sun. For what it's worth, it's a sweet rain. Love potions in a summer's days. A runaway train the tracks of love, skidding to a stop 'cause the tracks run out. A runaway train on the tracks of love, skidding to a stop 'cause the tracks run out. The tracks of love, skating to a stop, 'cause the tracks run out.
Quiero recomendarles a todos que escuchen el programa de radio Doggy Crockett. Es buen show y ponen muy buenas canciones. Doggy Crockett Frazier es un buen compositor. Gracias, damas y caballeros. Les recomiendo esta estación de radio.
All right, songwriters, singers, and poets, the number is 1-888-429-5471. And send us your MP3s at doug@bbsradio.com. Send now, and you'll be instantly played on Rio Bravo Music Live.
Okay, we're back on the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show. And right now we have a songwriter waiting on the telephone line. And his name is Del Ray Harrison. And I believe he's from Texas. Is that right, Dale?
Yes, I'm Del Ray Harrison from Paducah, Texas. I'm submitting two gospel songs on the show today.
So you've submitted two gospel songs today. What other types of songs do you write, sir?
Yes, I write country and blues. I was raised up on Hank Williams, Johnny Bush, Merle Haggard. All the old times, Hank Williams Sr. I loved that as a kid, and that gave me a lot of inspiration to want to write songs. And I knew I could always write poetry in school, and I wanted to learn to play the guitar and do the music, and I waited till later in life to learn the music. But I'm really a country song player, and I just love that kind of music. And gospel comes in at times, when I get the inspiration. Here later in life, the world going the way it is, I feel like the gospel's something that's, touching me now. But I still write a lot of country songs, and I know I went to Nashville to try a time or two and had a few songs picked up, one of them by Josh Turner, Gentile, and he hadn't recorded it or told me he did, but he hadn't brought it back to us yet, so I'm hoping that someday it comes out.
Well, best of luck with that. If you're not the singer of your two songs that we're fixing to play, can you tell us the name of the demo singer that is singing your two songs, please, sir?
Billy Anderson recorded them there in Nashville. I did it professor there with him.
And as far as writing credits, you are the only writer, correct, Dale?
Yes, I'm the writer of the songs. I wrote the songs and feel like, now that I could present them myself, but he's much, much better a singer.
So you traveled all the way to Nashville, Tennessee to have these two demos made of these two songs?
Yes, I had them in 2013 and 2014. I went up and we stayed there a few days and recorded with Billy Anderson out there at across from Nashville now.
So you had your two demos made up in Nashville professionally. Was that the only time that you'd ever worked in the music industry up in Nashville, Tennessee?
No, I went up in 86 and I wanted to learn the music, and I had time as I was
Wow, from 1986 to 2018, I would imagine that Nashville, Tennessee ain't even recognizable the way it was back in 1986.
Very much. In fact, when I went in 2013, it was so different that I pretty well stayed located there at the studio and didn't go around, because it's like the rest of the world. It's sped up and Nashville's grown.
What'd you do? Establish a business up there and try to get into the backdoor songwriting mafia ring that they have established up there in Nashville?
Yeah, we opened a barbecue shop there called Cousins on Music Row and had it, about a year.
So you're in Nashville, you're a songwriter, you've established yourself a business, you're trying to get into the back door to a publishing company or somewhere. And so what did you feed the people coming in the door to your new business?
We was cooking barbecue sandwiches and, pork roast and things like that, and anything that, the people up there wanted. Mostly the secretaries was trying to get us to do the vegetarian type food, but here in West Texas, I wasn't raised up that way, so we had cornbread and beans and barbecue.
I guess this was like a tourist hotspot on Music Row, where they had a bar and a restaurant together and a lot of entertainment for the tourists.
We had a little stage in the back there that we played, and we served beer. We sure did. No hard liquor, but we served beer and played on the stage in the afternoon and entertained the people.
Well, sitting right there on Music Row's sidewalk with a business, all these people coming in and out, there's all kinds of different people coming in and out of them places. I'm sure you met lots of different kinds of people and tourists and people in the music industry.
Very, very good. A lot of people came by, and looked to us as, music people, but at the time I couldn't play or sing. I just up there trying to learn the business, and a couple of my associates went with me to learn it, because it's interesting. It's very interesting. We wanted to learn it to kind of start a business here. And
being from Texas, I'm sure you know how to cook good Texas barbecue, and you probably cook it with that good old mesquite wood that everybody cooks with in Texas down there.
Yeah, we cut our own wood here at Paducah, and loaded up ourselves, carried it back and forth, and we'd carry a trailer about once a month and cooked it on mesquite.
So you're in the heart of Nashville, down on Music Row, right in the middle of the city, and you're cooking with mesquite wood, and all this smoke is drifting down the streets, and it's drawing all these people in. You know that mesquite wood draws people to the barbecue places. And so what was your main dish that you were actually cooking there?
I imagine we cooked brisket, probably as we cooked 22 briskets every morning. We got up at 2 o'clock and put our beans on, and then about 4 o'clock we'd prepare the meat and try to have it all cooked by 11 o'clock when we opened up, and then we stayed till from there to about midnight.
I would imagine that old mesquite smoke brought a lot of people into that restaurant, including probably the very famous.
Yeah, Johnny Rodriguez and there's several there that came by, from the old Hee Haw show and people like that.
Like in all bars and restaurants along Music Row, there's a lot of songwriters that hang out there. There's some of the unknown ones and some of the very famous ones. I believe that Chuck Seals hung out there a lot.
Chuck Seals, yes. He sure did. He helped us MC the shows in the afternoon. He was very instrumental in keeping us there for a good while.
Yeah, Chuck Seals, who wrote songs in the 50s and 60s, and that was in 1986, so I don't know how old he would have been at that time.
I think at that time he was about, he's 68 or somewhere in there. He was getting up there. He may have been a little bit older than that.
I believe his claim to fame was a song called Crazy Arms, which was recorded by Ray Price, and also recorded by Jerry Lee Lewis. One was rock and one was country. I believe it was recorded by several other people, and it became a very famous song that he was the writer of.
It was a black crossover song, and he was very, very good in he wanted to help us in our music, but at that time we weren't really prepared to present any songs, professionally for sure. So I believe we were wise enough to wait till we got back and to learn how to do the playing and the singing ourselves. And since then, we grew up on that Hank Williams and Johnny Bush stuff. You know, we want to do that old time, you know, country and Ernie. You know, we love those songs, sir.
I do believe that Mr. Chuck Sells was definitely a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh yeah, yeah, he was very popular, and he brought a lot of people by there to meet us. And
since old Chuck Sells was a member of the Grand Ole Opry, I'm sure you had lots of opportunities to follow him backstage at the Grand Ole Opry.
No, I went one time to the Grand Ole Opry through my manager there. That's the only time I really went out and did anything out there. But I could have went with him many times. But you know, I chose not to get in the limelight till this time.
There are many successful songwriters that actually make majority of their income of the songwriting from one to two songs, basically. If they're real top 10 songs, they make a lot of money off of them type of songs. And then after that, they kind of drizzle down a little bit, I guess, and they go into promotion and promoting other songwriters and artists. I believe Chuck Sells was definitely one of them, and he was a good promoter at the same time.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a promoter, and he's wanting to promote us. I had a song at that time called Weeds in Eden I had written, but we weren't really trying to push our material, really. We were just trying to meet the people, and my cousin went with me, and he had to come home shortly thereafter. He had to kind of child support things, you know, and so I was left up there by myself for about a year, and before I decided to come back to Paducah and learn the, you know, guitar and everything.
So you were staying there on a street called Demongian Street, or some people call it Demon Brew, depends on how you read it. Also, it's also called Music Row for some reason. Anyway, you stayed there in your restaurant, and this restaurant was already there, or did they move it there, or where did it come from?
No, it was Hank Williams' house his daughter, Jed, had, you know, that, or he, I mean, his other daughter, the you know, but him between Hank and Audrey, that was she had put that up there to make a museum, and it didn't make a hit, and it was just sitting there needing to be rented, and I thought, well, we could move in that house.
And if anybody wants to know what that house looks like, all they got to do is go to the movie I Saw the Light about Hank Williams Sr., and they have that house pictured in that movie, and it's the exact same house.
Yes, it is.
It's a brick red house that had the notes to "You're Cheating Hard" on the handrails of the steps going up to the front door.
That's right, and they had moved those notes over there to this house, and they were on the walkway as you come up into this house, and we just put our barbecue house right in there, and I met many producers in there. I met Willie's producer in there. Just many people come by there. I met Vine Street Publishing by Neil Wilburn, and he recorded one of my songs down in at Pernet. Pedernales studio called Trail Between Heaven and Hell, and I hope to get it out someday and play it.
So what comes over you when you want to write a song? Is it some kind of magic spell that somebody put on you, and all of a sudden you get this ideal about some song you want to write, and you just start writing, or what is it?
Yes, I don't know. I can see the story first, and when I see the story, it's just easy for me to tell. It's as if I, you know, was thinking about something happened in my past, and I can remember everything happened because I can see the entire story before I saw the song. And usually in 5 or 10 minutes, I'll have it written down. And I have several of them that I have to kind of work on at times, but, you know, 90% of them, 10 minutes, I'm through with them, and then I them like that forever after that.
So, Dale, how many songs do you think you have in your catalog that are demo quality for pitching songs right now?
I've probably got a 200 that's demo quality ready to present.
And when you're not recording in Nashville doing your demos up there, where do you go when you're not recording in Nashville?
Yes, there's a studio here. Don Matney lived across the street from me. He had a basement and a studio set up in there. Acoustics was excellent. I was living in an apartment here in town. I had a ranch there at Paducah, but I had moved to town just to stay up there for a while, and I wrote, 30 or 40 songs right there at Paducah at that studio.
Well, Dale, it's been a pleasure having you on the show tonight, and I've really enjoyed it, and good luck to you in the future. I hope everything works out for you, and if I helped another songwriter out tonight, I'm really happy that I did. And Dale, thank you for calling in and sending me your MP3s and everything. I hope everything works out fine for you in the future. Good luck, sir.
Sure, thank you for giving me the opportunity, and I hope the people enjoy the songs, and I'd love to send more to them.
Okay, Mr. Dale Ray Harrison, thank you very much again for calling in. We're fixing to play your two songs now.
Thank you very much.
Well, Israel, hope you make it home and out of your hell. Well, Jerusalem, don't you think it's time you accept his son? Well, Gentile, God will be calling you. He's always like your style. Well, Benjamin, the body moans for the final bone. Go home now, Jesus has conquered hell. Well, Jerusalem, I pray for the day you can lay down your guns. Well, Levi, I hope me and you can see eye to eye. Well, Israel, hope you make it home and out of your hell. Stars up in the sky, hang the moon way up high, make it smile every time the sun goes by. Why can't you and I? It'll take your breath away. Say I do. It'll take your heart away to say I don't give up on the ones that'll give their all. They'll talk till they lose their breath, and they'll never forget to call. If God can put the stars up in the sky, hang the moon way up high, make it smile every time the sun goes by, why can't you and I?
Oh, hook it, son.
If a river can rage and then still wave, a candle burn without a flame, Jesus forgive and never look to blame, why can't you and I? Why can't you and I? If God can put the stars up in the sky, hang the moon way up high, make it smile every time the sun goes by, why can't you and I? If God can put the stars up in the sky and hang the moon way up high, make it smile every time the sun goes by, why can't you and I?
Friend of the songwriter, he'll promote your song and pass it along. Did I mention it was free? Dougie Crockett, a friend to the songwriter. Welcome back to the show. And the next two songs we're going to play is called Hitchhiker, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier. This demo singer is Laurie Hall out of Nashville. The next song that we play right after that is going to be called Sea of Heartbreak, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier. Demo singer is Laurie Hall again out of Nashville. She does a real good job. I hope you enjoy them.
You're just a hitchhiker, thumbing my heart slider on the highway of love. Put your hand down or leave it up. Loves you like a valentine. My heart is sweet and yours is kind. Make time pass on. Making love all night. you're just a hitchhiker, thumbing my heart slider on the highway of love. Put your hand down or leave it. Like fine wine, love get better if you give it time. All things come to an end after the rain and the wind. You're just a hitchhiker, thumbing my heart sliding on the highway of love. Just a hitchhiker, thumbing my heart's lighter on the highway of love. Put your hand down or leave it up. Loves you like a valentine. My heart is sweet and yours is kind. Make time.
We're back on the Real Bravo Music Live radio show, and I'm your host, Dougie Crockett Frazier. That was two pretty good songs that Laurie Hall, demo singer out of Nashville, sang, Hitchhiker and Sea of Heartbreak. Very good songs. I hope you enjoyed them. Our next song will be a song called Whiskey Tall Falls, written about Wichita Falls, Texas, and Abilene, Texas. I hope you enjoy it. Hello, neighbors and friends. We're back on the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show. And our last song that we played was Whiskey Tall Falls, written about Wichita Falls, Texas. And the next song that we're going to play is called Keep Your Light On. It was written about a truck driver in Lubbock, Texas. And it was written by Dougie Crockett Frazier.
Chasing after you, ain't seen another gear since Lubbock. Keep a warm light on too, for me in your window. We'll dance the night through, we'll sweep the floor with this love. Keep your light on, for this one-man traveling show. And say a little prayer, that my heart, it makes it there. The desert air is warm. Oh, how it heats my heart to care. The lightning rolls in a distant desert storm. Keep your light on for this one-man traveling show, and say a little prayer that my heart, it makes it there. Keep your light on for this one-man traveling show, and say a little prayer that my heart, it makes it there.
And we're back on the Real Bravo Music Live radio show. I'm your host, Dougie Crockett Frazier. The last song we played was Keep Your Light On by a truck driver out of Lubbock, Texas. The demo singer was Mike Lusk out of Nashville, Tennessee. He did a real good job on that. The next song we're going to play is called Diamonds. The demo singer is Dustin Tabor out of Nashville, Tennessee. He does a pretty good job on this too. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
A demand, diamonds, honey, you're more than just diamonds. Say you need a change, but you still remain the same. Stop this runaway train, little love, love. Diamond. Don't strip me of my intentions. Don't nail my coffin shut. You have to get up prettier to pull the wool over my love. Little love dove. You're diamond. A demand, diamonds, honey, you're more than just diamonds. I can see through your disguise, there's no more alibi. I'm bracing for goodbye, little love dove. Diamond. Honey, there's a demand. Diamonds. Honey, you're more than diamonds. Honey, diamonds, honey, you're more than diamonds, honey, there's a demand, diamonds, honey, you're more than diamonds.
Hello, we're back on the Real Bravo Music Live radio show. And our last song was called Diamonds, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier. The demo singer on it was Dustin Tabor out of Nashville, Tennessee. He did a real good job on that. Before I leave today, I'd like to thank everybody for listening to the show today. I hope I helped a songwriter or singer or musician out today by playing their songs. And the next song that we're going to play and leave you with is Halfway to Mexico. So I'm halfway to Mexico. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on the Rio Bravo Music Live Radio Show. Hello friends and neighbors, I'm glad you listened to my show today. That last song was Halfway to Mexico, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier. Thanks for listening. I hope you tune in next week at 7 o'clock p.m. Texas time or 5 p.m. California time on bbsradio.com. I do appreciate you listening. Catch you next week. Thank you, friends and neighbors.